You know, I've been wondering something as of late. So all of this started when I started using Cloud Convert, and I'm uploading my stuff to the cloud, and it's doing all, converting everything. I don't really need to use many computer resources, so this is making me wonder. With more things being relegated to the cloud, I'm wondering if this is going to become a trend, or if this already has become a trend. For example, I just uploaded 7 M4B files to convert them to MP3. I'm just doing something, you know. And they're small. Well, on Amadeus, they would have taken, you know, maybe... It would have taken maybe 5 minutes to do, you know, 7 of these, maybe. These are pretty big files. I used Cloud Convert, and I kid you not, within about 30 seconds, it had converted all 6 into very good quality MP3s that I could use. You know, and I can download them later if I wanted to. So, I mean, this makes me wonder exactly what else is going to be in the cloud? What other apps are we going to use, integrate with Google Drive, Dropbox, etc., to convert everything to email? Well, email, but to, you know, another example is Cargo Lifter. Now, I'm going to buy Cargo Lifter, and I normally don't, you know, buy an app on a first try, but it's great. I just set up with my Dropbox, it uploads the file, and immediately sends the person a link to the file. Or files, you can have it compress the files if you want to save space. You can have it compress multiple attachments. Hey! Okay, so, you know, things are in the cloud. Okay, so Cargo Lifter, it will compress the files.
This one too, what do you think?
From...
Your grandma's here, you better come.
Pictures, like if you have... If you email 5 pictures, it'll compress them all into a zip file, and then it will upload them, this zip file, to Dropbox, for example, or Google Drive, whatever. I use Dropbox, but you can use Google Drive. You can use FTP if you wanted to. I haven't played with that, but you can use FTP. It'll upload to an FTP server. So you could send, like, limitless attachments. Well, I wouldn't try it with a 200 meg video because I think Gmail will only let you send 25 megs at a time. But yeah, I mean, for those who use Cargo Lifter and cloud-based stuff to make things simpler, is this a trend? Is this a trend? And are we going to see an improvement in people using email? Are we going to see more conversion, more cloud-style-based things? Are we going to one day see an OS in the cloud with a base OS on the computer so you can, you know, do some of your work offline if you are on the plane or... You know, you go offline or whatever, but are we going to see more and more things in the cloud because there's more processor power there? These are just my theories. And that's it. So, there you go. I hope everyone is doing well today, and you guys take care and have a wonderful day.